Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. It's, of course, presented by DraftKings. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years. Those of you that watch us on video, whether that's youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL or anywhere else, can see the game balls and the helmets if you're interested, or you can just Google the teams I played for. Got a bunch of different podcasts. Ross Tucker Football Podcast, 3 times a week in the offseason, daily during the regular season. And then, of course, we've got the Fantasy Feast Podcast, which I love, breaking down all of the fantasy guys that just got drafted, right? Let's talk about these rookies the next few weeks, the quarterbacks, the running backs, the receivers, the tight ends. Where should you be drafting them on your fantasy teams? Now we know their actual NFL teams. Listen to Fantasy Feast. We will break down every draft pick for every team, yep, including your team, on the College Draft Podcast as well. Tomorrow, going to have Henry Bird, who was an undrafted free agent for the Denver Broncos, just talk about what it was like to get that call on Saturday. Highly enjoy talking with young men like Henry. Encourage you to check that out. You can check us out on social media. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. And the star of this show is Steve Fezzik, who you should all follow on social media at Fezzik Sports. He's the only 2-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling, the Super Contest at the Westgate. We'll actually get into football betting in a lot of different ways on today's show because we've got some things to say about the NFL draft. I'm curious as to if anything that happened during the draft affected Steve's thoughts on any of the win totals. And I think we still have maybe 2 pro football leagues going right now, XFL and USFL. If there are, Steve will be all over it. Plus, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, baseball is going. I mean, we got the Kentucky Derby this weekend that Steve will give you some do's and don'ts on. So, Steve, there's a lot going on right now. I mean, I don't know how you keep track of it all.
I don't know how anyone can follow all these sports. And if you spend 1 minute on each team, Ross, with all these sports, that pretty much will consume your entire day. So specialize. I've got guys, you know, that I rely on in different sports, but doing the best I can to keep abreast of everything.
All right. Well, let's start with the NFL draft because the last couple of years we've done so well with it. The last couple of weeks we touted how great of a moneymaker it is. Although, in fairness, Steve, you had already been talking about some of the storm clouds that you had seen in Vegas there with the NFL draft, with lower limits, with waiting longer till they put things up so you can't get ahead of them. You kind of saw that NFL draft betting was changing. Even Adam Levitan talked about that last week. So before we actually ask you how you did, let's go back to just what you saw in the marketplace with the NFL draft this year as opposed to recent years.
Yeah, so the number one thing that makes for a very good professional gambler is game selection, evaluating how big of an edge you have. You want to play something where you have a big edge. Blackjack, you want to play a game with good rules, with really deep penetration. If the dealer starts shuffling on you 50% through on a double deck, that's not a good game anymore. Poker, you want to play against bad players. NFL draft betting, you want lots of options to bet and all the shops offering it so you can shop around and bet big limits. Well, we lost pretty much everything. The limits got slashed. A lot of places stopped offering the draft at all. The places in Vegas that did offer the draft had very limited selections. So it was almost like that blackjack game that was so sweet and so good for years. And now it was mediocre, and my results reflected it this year.
Well, I saw you tweet about that. So let's get into that. I don't even remember what bets you actually pulled the trigger on, because obviously you were waiting for certain information to come out. But I saw you tweet that I think it was your first time ever losing money on the draft, right?
Yeah. So I had, for my clients, I'll just talk about the results that I gave to my clients. 3 years before this year, 14-2. This year, 1-4. And, you know, it was just tough watching Jalen Carter not go top six, where every information I had was that he was going 5 to Seattle. And then, you know, what was even tougher for me was I had Richardson not going top 4. And then the day of the draft, I get inundated with information. Oh, you know, looks like he's going 4 after all. Good chance he's going to the Colts at 4 last minute. And I know those last minutes oftentimes are correct, although not necessarily this year. So I played offensive players over 16.5. Ross, I didn't even get to 16. There was only 15 offensive players selected in this draft, despite steam, pro quarterback, pro running back, pro O lineman, and pro wide receiver. And we only got 3 quarterbacks, and the marketplace was betting over 4.5. Just completely wrong moves in the draft this year. I got to be honest, going forward, I don't think I'm going to give it nearly the attention that I've given it the prior 3 years.
So I never thought 5 quarterbacks were going to go. I always thought the under 4.5, because there's always quarterbacks that they talk up. Wasn't it last year they were acting like Malik Willis and Matt Corral could go in the late first round? They both end up going in the third round. I feel like unless it's like a team that needs a starter, they're not taking a guy in the first round. I would have been all over the under there. For sure. Any other draft thoughts, Steve, before we move on?
Just that with the lower limits, I'll use one book here in Vegas. So Caesars is awesome. Awesome book. Love it. And pretty much when I'm betting props, NBA, MLB even, ask for 2,000. They usually take it at worst 1,000. Doing a great job. NFL draft, I was betting props there and they're coming back. $500 limit, Steve. You know, so just to put things in perspective, and they're a good book, you know, they're taking good action on everything else. And they only wanted $500, which was $500 more than the South Point was taking, because they had no draft propositions. The gravy train is over. I know one guy, to put things in perspective, 2 years ago, he made $140,000 on the draft. Last year, $65,000. This year, $14,000. He says, you know, hey, it was one of the greatest betting opportunities of all time, but it's donezo. Now it's just another thing you can bet on.
You think it would ever come back a little bit?
No. The books have basically said no mas. They're not willing to lose to the bettors, and they feel it's too predetermined, and they're not gonna take limits on this stuff.
Well, I'm not going to take no for an answer when it comes to you, Steve, or anybody for that matter, getting the Game Time app on your phone, because there's absolutely no reason to not have the Game Time app on your phone. First of all, they have exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, whatever. And I've said this on the Ross Tucker podcast and the other shows. I absolutely love being able to type in Hershey or Philadelphia or Baltimore and see the concerts that are coming. Some of the prices, like you can go to Phillies games for cheap. I mean, you'll be amazed how inexpensive it is. Plus, if you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So they're basically guaranteeing you the lowest rate. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY. You'll get $20 off your first purchase. So think about that. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. So you're downloading the Game Time app. You're getting the last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed, and $20 off when you use the code MONEY. Now that is money. All right, Steve, did anything that happened change your thoughts on any NFL futures or win totals? Does it change when you saw how teams strategize? Does it change who you think might win a division? Does, I know you don't like rookie quarterbacks. I mean, I think we already knew Carolina was going to take one, but are you going to fade the Colts or the Texans because you don't like rookie quarterbacks? Maybe even the Titans taking Levis so high. That says something about something, even though Tannehill's still there.
All of the above. So I'll play all four of those teams, Carolina, Tennessee, Indy, Houston, under. I saw a study showing that if you go with a first-round quarterback, obviously Levis doesn't apply, but teams that select a first-round quarterback that winds up starting, if you blindly bet them under, you've done very well historically. So obviously those teams, they are playing for the future, so wins aren't nearly as important. The coaches can justify a subpar year and let your quarterback learn. So those are teams I'd be looking to play under. No, there's no chance I'll be playing any of those teams over.
That makes a lot of sense to me. And I will say this. I think Bryce Young's going to be pretty darn good, but we don't know. And like you said, the proof is in the pudding a little bit. When we come back, Steve, I want to dive into the Kentucky Derby. Because it's Kentucky Derby week on Saturday. Need to get your do's and don'ts.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, Steve. Let's get your do's and don'ts for betting the Kentucky Derby. Because a lot of people, even if they don't know anything about horse racing, they like to place a bet for the Derby.
Yeah, you have to bet on the Derby, right? It's a big event, but you don't have to bet into the big, high vig betting pools. And I would discourage you greatly from betting the winner of the Derby, betting the exacta, doing things like that. I would actually discourage you from finding a documented horse player that has a winning record in recent times to the Derby. The reason being, Ross, survivorship bias. If you have 100 different people, experts, that are picking the Derby, guess what? 15 of them will have a winning record the last 3 years. Means nothing. Just means that they were the ones that their picks wound up winning. It is extremely difficult to win in horse racing now. I get it. People can say, well, you've got more public money in the Derby than any other horse race, so there should be opportunities. That I actually agree with. But the right way to wager is in horse head-to-head matchups. You don't typically see these in most races, but you're going to get them at the Derby. So instead of focusing on who's going to win, find a horse you like, find a horse you don't like, find them matched up in a head-to-head matchup. That's the way, in my opinion, to optimally attack the Derby.
Interesting. Do you do that, Steve?
I do actually go that route, at relying on my experts again to tell me. You know, one thing I've done for years, weather. If you get some rain, you get a sloppy track, that's going to favor mutters and horses that like to run and those sort of conditions. And so those head-to-heads never properly reflect the weather conditions. Same with the winning time. You get a really bad track, you play over for the winning time, similar to the national anthem in the Super Bowl. You can take advantage of the weather and the track conditions to oftentimes find a winning bet.
His mutter was a mutter. Remember that?
It rings a bell.
His mutter was a mutter. So good. So good. Do you know any of the horses, like, for this one, or are you waiting until the end of the week?
If you asked me to name a horse, I could not do it right now. I'm relying on my guys.
What you do need to do during the Derby, live life to the power of we. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends. I'll actually be doing that. I'll be with my high school buddies at my one buddy's house, drinking some Labatt Blue Lights with my friend, living life to the power of we on Saturday during the Derby. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. All right, we got a lot of other things going on right now, Steve. I mentioned this earlier. So let's get into some of the things that you're betting right now. Is it the championship for the XFL and like second week for USFL? Where are we at here? I think it's playoffs for XFL, or no, second round of playoffs, and then USFL's in second round, right?
Yeah, so XFL championship is on the 13th. So, you know, they're taking a week off, which I think is a big mistake. It's only a 10-week league. Why would they like hold hostage all these players for an extra week and there's no enthusiasm? Arlington is a mediocre at best team. They stole the Vegas Vipers quarterback Perez, so they got an upgrade there because they had horrific quarterback play. DC Defenders, they're the team with the beer snake, Ross, and they throw the lemons at the opponents, and they got the biggest home field advantage. They're a six-point favorite against Arlington. Looks a little light. If I had to bet it, I'd bet the favorite. I don't like betting favorites. You might get the Super Bowl idea here where you get a cheap money line on the favorite team. So that's the only way I could look, though, would be the DC Defenders, but that game's not till May 13th.
Got it. We can talk about that again next week. What about the USFL? I know the XFL, especially early in the season, was really good for you because you're obviously all over it early in the season. What about the USFL? So you saw every team now. You saw them play one game. So are you taking action this week?
So you're a little behind. They've all played three games now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm way behind. I didn't even realize that. I felt like I didn't see anything about the USFL until this past weekend. Maybe it's because ESPN just kept saying, right after the game, we got USFL right after the game.
Well, what's happened is that the baseball started, the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs all started, which is really bad news for USFL. You know, I counted the attendance of a game. I only was able to identify 60 humans that I saw in the stands. There was probably 600, but it's not good. The product of the play, I love the rules. So they kick off from the 20. So every team on every drive, you'd love this as an offensive player. Imagine you get to start on your own 42. Seems like each and every drive. It's awesome. So that certainly is helping more scoring occur. There's a running clock after incomplete passes. So the games are shorter. You know, one team I've identified, I don't really care about preseason expectations. We're 3 weeks in. I've got my data. I like the New Jersey Generals. That's my best bet this week, +3. They're playing the New Orleans Breakers. I can't even keep straight where these games are being played. There's four different venues, Ross. Home field's worth nothing, so I don't pay attention to it. But I'll tell you this. This Jersey team is good. They played a good Birmingham team week 1. They lost. They lost by a lot of points, but the statistics were close, and they've just smashed their last two opponents. And statistically, they are an absolute statistical darling, outgaining their opponents by an average of 2 yards per play, which makes them head and shoulders the best team stat in the stats in the USFL. New Orleans Breakers are a very good team. They have a very good running back in Hills, but no team can be laying 3 right now against the New Jersey Generals. So I'm on New Jersey, best bet, +3.
Wow. Love it. All right. Anything else before we move on to some of the NBA, NHL stuff? Or you're good with the USFL?
Just that the NFL should steal a lot of the rules that the XFL and the USFL are doing on punts and kickoffs to improve field position and have more punts returned and more kickoffs returned. Those rules changes have been awesome in both leagues.
They probably will on some level. Let's get into the NBA, Steve, because you were texting me something pretty interesting about the NBA. By the way, right now, if you download the app, the DraftKings app now, and sign up with code ROSS, new customers can make a $5 NBA bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code ROST. So you're getting $150 in bonus bets instantly when you make a $5 bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, which is pretty cool. Your thoughts on the NBA playoffs, Steve?
We have never seen the parity that we've seen in the NBA this year. The champion this year in the NBA will be the worst champion that I think we've ever seen. So we've already seen Milwaukee, the best record in the NBA, 58 wins. They're donezo. They're heading home. Every team is flawed. The Celtics are the best of the remaining teams. We just saw them lose to Philly without Embiid, and they've already choked away a big lead against Atlanta in the first round, struggling in that series against a team that barely made the playoffs, took them to six games. It's certainly going to be entertaining. We're going to have a lot of series that could go either way down the road, but I tell you what, I don't think I could invest in any of the NBA teams just to win any specific game with any confidence level at all. Look no further than Boston, that's already lost not once, but twice in the NBA playoffs as a double-digit favorite.
Wow. And they're the best team left.
They're clearly the best team, and they're totally unreliable.
That is wild. You know, we don't get to do it as often as I want to, Steve, but we always get a bunch of people that take advantage of our sponsors, and then they ask an email question. Let's get to an email question.
Ever wanted to ask a professional sports bettor a question? It's time to ask Steve.
First question, Steve, comes from Chris Hafner. He wants to know how you compile the data for your model. He said he has a novice level spreadsheet model for weekly matchups, spreads, and totals. Sounds like Steve has a running model that power ranks teams individually, which can be used to compare to a spread. Example, Bills are 7 points better than an average team. Jags are 3 points worse than an average team. All things equal, spread should be Bills minus 10. He said, you've mentioned sometimes how individual players, what they're worth, if they're out, returning from injury. He's assuming you have some level of data that drives that model. Is there a specific source for a data pool to get the most up-to-date scores, stats, or are you manually inputting the information each week? Again, Chris Hafner, kind of looking, I guess, for how you do your power rankings and your numbers.
Sure. Great question. So let's start with the NFL. With all the personnel changes that are occurring, I'm not competent enough to be able to rate all these different players and where they stand. So at the start of the season, I largely rely on the market. I do religiously. Here's my little NFL spreadsheet right there. I don't know if you can see it. Got each team season win numbers updated, and I'm going to adjust for strength of schedule and rely upon that number to be roughly right to start with my power rating. So right now, Kansas City's clearly the best team in the NFL. The Bengals are clearly second best, and your Eagles, Ross, third best team based upon current season win numbers. And I agree with that hierarchy. You know, the Niners are fourth. I don't know about that. I think the Niners may well be overrated with the season win number currently sitting at 11. But then as far as the quarterback changes, I pretty much have the quarterback and the backup quarterback. What's the disparity between the two? And I'll know that if I have a quarterback out, oh, that's a 5-point downgrade to the backup quarterback, and make that adjustment. In the NBA, I pretty much know, like, guys like Embiid is worth 6 points to the line. Although maybe we rethink that. Maybe he's only worth 5 based upon how well, you know, they played without him the other night. So just the key players being out in the NBA, I have a number for those. I got to tell you, in the NFL, it's no big deal. If you're not a quarterback, no player is worth more than a point and a half, tops. Point and a half for Justin Jefferson, for instance. And most players, it's really a point and a quarter. So Donald is out, for instance, is worth like a point and a quarter. It doesn't seem possible. You're like, that dude's got to be worth a field goal. And they're just not for non-quarterbacks. So any one injury just is not that important with the NFL. Much more importance in the NBA, obviously. You know, baseball, one guy it's only worth like 15 cents on the line. So Aaron Judge is out for the Yankees, worth like 15 cents. That's it. So these superstars just not nearly as important as you think in every sport other than basketball.
Wow, that's it. Or quarterbacks.
Yes, or quarterbacks.
How much of a difference do quarterbacks make?
You can get up to 9.5 points if you have a bad backup quarterback. Like Peyton Manning that was the poster child for this.
Jim Sorgi.
Yeah, Sorgi from Wisconsin would be like his backup, and they would never win any of the games that he would start. And you're like, you know, he must have pictures of people to have, you know, secured that backup job for years because he couldn't play a lick. He wasn't even good with Wisconsin.
Make sure you do a couple things if you do nothing else, okay? First of all, tell everybody you know about this podcast. There's a reason why it's one of the top five betting podcasts around. We love those of you that spread the word via social media or give us a five-star review on like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you do that, you can ask Steve a question. So give us a five-star review, Apple or Spotify. Send me an email, ross@rostucker.com. While you're at it, check us all out on social media. He's at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL, pretty much every platform, and we are at Ross Tucker Pod. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.